Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Should you ever set foot outside of the hotel, you will be shot.
Don't miss the new Showtime limited series based on the international bestseller.
For the last 4 years, I've been a prisoner.
Why are they keeping you here?
Starring Emmy Award winner Ewan McGregor.
This is the brave new world that you dreamt of.
Be very careful. You are still a prisoner here.
Everything in this new world comes at cost.
This is still my country.
A Gentleman in Moscow, now streaming on Paramount Plus, only with the Paramount Plus with Showtime plan.
All right. Anytime there is big recruiting news, we do our best to bring an instant reaction podcast. So that's what we're doing here with the commitment of four-star defensive end Collins Akiempong. Out of the state of California, four-star prospect, number 169 overall player in the country, according to the composite. 6'7", 254 pounds. He was committed to Michigan. This is a big get for Miami. But let's start here, Gabby. What type of player do you think Miami is getting in Collins? We saw him a little bit in person at the Under Armour Future 50 event over the summer at IMG Academy. That was a shorts and t-shirt event, but you could still get a feel for body types and movement skills for Collins. What is what was your read on him as you look back?
Yeah, just really kind of just like a freaky athlete, right? I think you can see the legitimacy of that 6'7", that wingspan, that near 7 feet, 10 inch hands. I mean, I think you look at him and you see sort of a prototypical kind of, you know, extremely long, high upside pass rusher who I think is still very raw, has a basketball background. I think you saw a little bit of, you know, the athleticism and all the things that he can do, but still kind of green from a technical standpoint and all those different types of things. But again, when you're kind of looking at, you know, athletic profiles and you're looking at, you know, again, really just the eye test of how long, tall Collins Akiempong is, it's easy to see why a lot of programs fell in love with him over the summer, despite there being an extremely small sample size. Going into his senior year, he only had freshman football film because the school he was playing at canceled football for COVID and all that. So I think he only had a little bit of film. I remember talking to a source at Miami back then. I think it was March, April, around that time, that his freshman football film was offerable. Like it was good enough for Miami for them to kind of bet on him at the time. And of course, there was the summer where they brought him in for an official visit. And then the back and forth between Miami and Michigan. Was it going to be Miami? Was it going to be Michigan? Ultimately, this was a prospect Miami really, really wanted. They kept kind of chipping away, chopping wood here over the course of the season. And then, of course, you know, I think obviously a huge deal now flipping him from a college football playoff contender. And again, I think the profile, the length, the size, all those different things have people in Coral Gables extremely excited about the upside of Collins Akiempong.
Yeah, and I think that's the main takeaway is, you know, Mario Cristobal, and this is the way it should be, it needs to look a certain way on the line of scrimmage. And you can't teach 6'7". You can't teach a frame that can probably hold 275, 280 at the end of the day once he puts all the weight on him. And, you know, you mentioned his wingspan. Can't teach that either. And so you look at the edge players that Mario Cristobal has recruited to Miami out of high school. They all kind of have that length / bigger frame trait. Jaden Wayne, the other commit in this class on the edge, has length. Collins, Nigel Leak last year, Cyrus Moss has length, needs to keep adding weight. but edge players with length and different types of athleticism to come at defenses with is what it's all about. That's what teams that compete in the college football playoff have on the defensive line, on the edge. You know, Collins to me is a guy that is going to need some time to develop at the college level. But after a year or two of development, he's a guy that I think in the least can be a very good edge setter, very good run defending defensive end. And I think the upside potential is through the roof if he can figure things out as a pass rusher too. You mentioned this a little bit, Gabby, but what type of message do you think this sends in terms of just recruiting? Right. You know, Miami just flipped a guy from a team that's going to be in the college football playoff.
Yeah, you have to just think about what that means, right? Again, Michigan just went into Ohio State. They beat the Buckeyes. They nearly doubled up the Buckeyes on the scoreboard in Columbus. And that same week, like the week following that, Miami flips one of their highest ranked commitments. Again, this is who Mario Cristobal is. And again, I think this is why there's reason to be optimistic. And he's doing this off of a 5-7 season. There's a lot to vote. There's obviously a lot of negative, you know, with what happened on Saturdays this fall. Totally get it. But if you're looking forward, yeah, and Mario Cristobal, the future of this program, it's going to get right because there's no one on the recruiting trail that's like Mario Cristobal. It's a maniacal approach. It's kind of an all-out effort to get these guys. Like, he can recruit with anyone in the country. And yes, the results on the field aren't that good, but he can still make things happen at a really, really high level. And that's why for Miami fans, I think, again, you maybe not going to be super quick to put behind you this 5-7 season, but what's going to happen here over the next few weeks is just going to kind of, once again, I feel like stamp Mario Cristobal, cement him, and just kind of reassure everyone, yep, that he is the guy for this job, because he's going to attract elite talent. And it doesn't really matter what it looked like in the past, because he can get people to jump on board. He is, again, it's a relentless, just kind of wild approach, and he gets kids to buy in. And again, there's a lot of support around the Miami football program, a lot of reasons to believe that top talent will come and play for this team, play for this coach. Collins Akeempong stepping away from a team that could potentially play for a national championship here in 2022, who made a college football playoff appearance last year, and deciding to come play for Miami, I think it says a lot that, you know, I think fans need to kind of maybe be reassured at this time, considering the results. So a lot to be excited about. And again, I think this is why you go get Mario Cristobal, and this is why these next few weeks are going to be so important for the program, and why there's so many reasons to be optimistic about how this goes.
Yeah, this kind of just further cements, I don't know if I ever really came off of this belief, but yeah, further cements that Miami's going to likely land a top five class, probably fifth, if I was to guess, this cycle. It also sends, I think, a message that anyone on the table can be flipped at this point. So if Miami has recruited anyone in the last cycle, they're on the table to be flipped right now. Miami's now, with the addition of Collins, Miami's now up to number 8 in the 24/7 sports team recruiting rankings, just a hair above Florida. And Miami now has, I believe it's 10 players committed inside the top 247. Might be more. I think it's 10, though. But yes, you're right. This is why things are going to be different moving forward. Mario Cristobal is not afraid to keep battling, which is something we have not seen at Miami in a very long time. I think, you know, in the past or in recent years, we've seen when guys commit to other places, Miami backs away. When a school like Alabama or Georgia starts getting serious about a recruit Miami also wants, Miami kind of would have backed away. That's not what's happening with this regime. Mario just went across the country and flipped a guy in California. So, and also too, Gabby, Look, I'm not saying this this addition changes anything with Miami's pursuit of a guy like of a South Florida guy like Reuben Bain, but you add a guy like Collins, and it makes it so that your all your eggs are not in the Reuben Bain basket. And that's a recruitment where I think Miami's in a good spot, but Auburn's also in a good spot, and he's going to take it down to the wire. And you never know how those things go at the end of the day. You know, Miami went and got a guy who is also talented from across the nation. And so I don't think, like, I'm all about South Florida recruits, right? But I don't think Miami should pigeonhole themselves anymore to South Florida. You got to recruit national. And so I like that they are willing to do that at every position and not just put all their eggs in a South Florida basket. And if it doesn't go their way, they're caught, you know,
kind of left at the altar,
their hands in their pockets. Right.
Yeah. And that's putting themselves in a position to be successful, whether they land Reuben Bain or not. And again, that's not saying for it's happened at times where Miami's kind of been like kind of down to the wire. Like if we don't land this guy, we're not going to have anything at, let's say, any given position, whatever.
Or
it's
a big drop off in January where they take a guy they shouldn't be taking.
Exactly. So stacking a Jaden Wayne and a Collins, a Kian Pong and all that stuff, I think puts Miami. I mean, if those are the two pass rushers that they sign, I think, you know, that's two top
solid.
Two 247 kids, two guys with, you know, the ideal NFL measurables. Again, Collins Akeem Pong, someone that's raw, that can be developed. I mean, Miami's really excited about some of those developmental pass rushers. And, you know, again, not suggesting anything with Reuben Bain, but Reuben Bain now adds to that instead of makes or breaks it. And I think that's the difference here with Mario Cristobal, is that he's putting this class in a position to succeed. And I'm excited to see, you know, how the rest of this cycle goes, because not sure I've been more encouraged after learning of the news of Collins Akeem Pong, than I guess I have been moving forward these next few weeks going into that early signing period.
Yeah, in some ways it's similar to when they, you know, it's not as extreme, but it's similar to when they went and got Cormani McClain after they lost to Duke, I think.
Yeah.
You know, look, at the end of the day, and Mario Cristobal, I think, would say this, at the end of the day, winning in any sport is about the players. It's about the talent. I think Mario Cristobal would admit players over coaches, players over scheme. Now, it all matters. It all has to fit together to equal a winning product. But it's pretty much all about how good are your players. And this has to happen class after class after class. You have to keep landing players like this, and you have to keep stacking classes like this. And Mario Cristobal wants Miami to be a line of scrimmage team, because that's how you compete for championships. And this is kind of the blueprint. You know, we're starting to see, I think going into this month, you know, Gabby, you and I were both wondering, like, what's it going to look like on the defensive line? What's it going to look like at safety? Well, on the defensive line, we're starting to get some answers. On the offensive line, you know, going back to the point where Mario Cristobal wants to win on the line of scrimmage, you have a 5-star, ultra-talented Francis Mauigoa in the boat. I think the other commits are big-time guys, too. They're in position to land another 5-star in Samson Okunlola. Then on the defensive side, they got Jaden Wade and Collins Akeempong committed, still chopping wood with other highly touted recruits too. And at the end of the day, guys want to compete against talented players like that in practice. That's how you build it out. That's how you get the ball rolling. And so I just view this, look, this season is what it is, honestly. And to me, this is kind of just more proof where it's just like, again, like, we just got to keep it moving. Like, no doubt this season was a disaster, but things are moving forward. And it's all about just kind of this year, you know, after Miami lost that Middle Tennessee State game, this year was about, can they still bring in the top elite talent? They're doing that. So, you know, I usually tell it, I tell it like it is. If I don't feel confident in something moving forward, I still feel confident in Mario Cristobal getting Miami to the point where they can consistently win 10 games a year. I'm rambling now. Anything else you have on Collins, Gabby?
No, definitely big addition for Miami. Stay tuned. Stay tuned. I think this is just the beginning of will be a really fun December. Wrote up potential flip article on the site. I think it's something that's timely and definitely worth checking out, you know, earlier. So, you know, a big win for Miami on the recruiting trail. Excited about the potential development down the line and, you know, huge win over Michigan, a college football contender, man. This is Miami Hurricanes recruiting in December. So buckle up and, you know, really pumped for what the rest of the month has in store.
Yep. Steve Wilfong earlier this week put a crystal ball in for Josh Horton, who is a 3-star defensive line commit currently to North Carolina. Another big frame guy on the interior. So things are coming together for Miami's recruiting class here as they look to close strong. And again, if y'all ain't locked into InsideTheU.com right now for Gabby's recruiting coverage, y'all are missing out. So appreciate everyone for listening to this quick instant reaction. And until next time, take care.
Rise and shine, football fans. This is Susanna Fuller from Morning Footy, a podcast part of the CBS Sports Galazzo Network covering the breadth of the global game. Join me, Nico Cantor, Charlie Davies, Alexis Guerreros, and guests every morning for the perfect blend of news, analysis, conversation, and exclusive interviews. If you love soccer, then look no further. We've got you covered for Europe's top five leagues, the W Gold Cup, the Champions League knockout stage, CONCACAF Nations League, NWSL, MLS, transfer news, and much more. Download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and anywhere podcasts are found. Subscribe to Morning Footy.